Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is one word that describes the form of government that our nation is quickly devolving to, and it's called predatory. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We have a lot of breaking news I'm going to get to briefly, start of the next segment, and then start going to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And right now, let's go to Michael in New York. He wants to talk about Russian troops to oversee the mass events in the U.S. and disaster drills. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I'm with the United States Army. And, you know, I've been reading up on this whole Russian troop nonsense, and it kind of upsets me because there's a lot of us that sit around and don't do anything. And you can ask anybody here, they don't ever want to have to kill our own people. And I've been following...
But killing our own people is loving and liberal.
I guess.
Aborting babies is liberal. What's wrong with that?
Everything's wrong with that. I mean, it's... The government is trying to do all these sorts of things that don't make sense. Like right now, they got Operation Dawn Blitz going on down in Camp Pendleton, where there's 7,000 troops from different countries training with the U.S. Marine Corps right now.
That's right.
And it doesn't make sense to me why we're reaching out to all these other countries when, you know, we're not really in a state right now, because right now people need to step up and, you know, protect their families, because apparently there's a disaster drill going down in Section 3, which is the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Baltimore area, and it's some pretty scary and heavy stuff. I mean, because we've been doing drills here with NBC and everything lately. And
they do that as trauma-based mind control. Let me explain from my own research, and you have your own inside insight. They do the chem drills, the NBC drills, nuclear, chemical, biological, to make it sound legitimate why the Army and Marines are there. They do the constant foreign troop drills to get everybody used to foreign troops being around. Then they segue into, by the way, we're going to use these domestically during a civil war or civil unrest. We always said that. Now that's official. So, again, it's all dog training. Look at TV. It's just there's always checkpoints. There's always SWAT teams. It's always martial law. But it's always for your own good. And so... And the point is, it's building towards a crescendo. What are you being told?
Well, I'm infantry, and we've been taught how to clear rooms a certain way, and they have blind bay.
All right, I'm going to have to delay you out on that, but I mean specifically, how do you clear the room? The way you guys would do it over in Iraq, shoot everybody up front?
Basically, it's to kick down the door and to go in and just kill everything. There's no niceness anymore. It's all aggressive and with momentum.
It's a death squad. Well, yeah, no, that's been going for a while. No, exactly. No, it's a death squad. And so that's what they're doing. I mean, they blew up Hastings' car and basically want it known they did it. And they've got death squads. The guys think it's real tough to do that. And in the future, they will come to your house and not even claim you fought back. They'll just kill everybody. And so I suggest people line up out front with their kids, kneel, and say, USA, 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 when they get shot in the head. They had Private Gruckheimer 10 years ago say, oh, in Afghanistan, we go in and kill even babies in these villages. And the media said that was a good thing. So, I mean, don't you want to chant USA, USA? I think it's patriotic to take your child to them and then help put the rifle to their head and then say, I worship Obama, and have them pull the trigger. So you're saying, yeah, that's the training you're getting for domestic operations in America, is to go in and kill everybody?
Currently, that's what they're saying, but
Hold on, I want to hear more about this. I think this is a great idea. Stay with us.
This Racing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free, with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Monday through Friday, we are here. 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And I got to be honest with you, even watching the Libertarian Patriot sites not know the nature of the spying and the grid and what's happening, because they haven't studied Rome's spy grids, they haven't studied the British spy grids, they haven't studied the French spy grids, they haven't studied the Nazi or Soviet spy grids. It's just watching everyone fall headlong into this is so frustrating. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't just have the Obama program of the enemy within, when the enemy is obviously the globalist. They, for over 15 years, but it's intensified, have these training manuals I'm going to get to after I take some calls that are put out publicly where it says buying coffee with cash, call the FBI. Wearing blue jeans, call the FBI. I'm not joking. Breastfeeding, call the FBI. Getting an American flag tattoo, call the FBI. Someone is in your hardware store with a burn on their hand. Call the FBI. And it's meant to make everyone a suspect but the occupational government we have that has hijacked and taken control of our nation. There's the Ethan Huff article for Infowars.com. FBI says paying for your coffee with cash, a potential terrorist activity. We ought to just repost all our old articles and it'll be big breaking news. This has been going on as they brand the public as the terrorist. The police admit they're told Al-Qaeda is not even on the radar now. It's Tea Partiers that are going to blow stuff up any moment. Now, of course, the globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on us because we're the opposition. We're the people that know about the takeover. That's why they're coming after us. But, I mean, look at this. McClatchy Bureau. I mean, I saw this a couple days ago. I don't know why this is so big now. I saw where it said Obama instructing employees, all federal employees, to watch each other. And they're like, well, we've always done this. Yeah, if an employee is raping someone in the broom closet or stealing computers out the back door, you don't need to be told to say something about that. You know, what is an insider threat? No, the insider threat is people that report on criminal activity, torture, illegal spying, thieving. That's who they've been putting in jail. We all saw, or at least most of you probably heard, we played it on the radio a few months ago, the ATF video where the director of ATF, the interim director, is like really threatening in the video. He goes, you have a responsibility. And you will not talk to the media or anybody else about what's going on. You will talk to your you will talk to your superior, and that's it. And blah, 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 because they're all in there doing whatever they want. The government is so corrupt, folks. They're stealing so much money out of the Pentagon right now. The private contractors, the 840-something thousand private contractors that have above top secret clearances to be able to get into everybody's data, they're using it on their ex-wives, ex-husbands, neighbors, competition. Cops are using, you know, their databases that aren't as big as that but are close on everybody. I mean, it is just totally insane. And yes, police, I know you have databases that are LexisNexis, Thomson Reuters. I am fully and completely, absolutely aware of all that. You all think you're secret police and, oh, you're part of special event security or you're part of, you know, InfraGuard or you're part of clergy response and everyone's a secret agent now and all the shows on TV and these people think they've arrived. They think they're part of a club. The oldest scam in the world is to say, you know, join our club you know, you get the certificate that you're part of it. Instead of really going out and training people to be something, they just say, oh, you're part of the club now. And people think they've arrived in the club. You've arrived in the club of un-American, drooling, sycophantic, boot-licking, tyranny-enabling, Dudley Do-Right pieces of garbage. That's the club. That's the club that you've entered. That's the club that you're part of. That's the club. And let me explain, everybody, you know, out there in alternative media, some basic things. We always report on what the mainstream reports. Instead of going, look, McClatchy is reporting on this, and they do some good reporting, by the way. That's actually a truly journalistic outfit in many respects. I'm amazed over and over again. Hey, here's all this other places where this has already been going on much worse. And then you use a big story that's finally got the sheeple attention to show them everything else that's happened. And McClatchy goes on with their analysis to say the pre-crime plan, experts, Obama's plan to predict future leakers, unproven, unlikely to work. It's meant to create a culture of spies so that they can frame whoever they want. They're going to be arresting a lot of innocent people who haven't even reported on stuff the government's doing just to scare everyone. This is called a reign of terror. And a reign of terror always begins within the government. In the Soviet Union, they had purge after purge under Lenin and Mao and then the whole other list of Khrushchev and all the other little demons. And Mao and then the purges after that. And then, of course, the purges in Nazi Germany, Night of the Long Knives against the SA and Ernst Röhm, and just purge after purge after purge after purge. This is the fruits of tyranny. This is the fruits of cliques and gangs and the worship of domestic uniforms and the worship of the black mask and the worship of the black helicopter and the worship of the gangsterism. And men who don't succumb to the metrosexualism they're sold to be trendy in the media then kind of then succumb to gangsterism where they then try to act gangsterish and strut around puffing themselves up as if that's what a man is supposed to act like. And it just runs from bad to worse. And we know exactly where this cesspit goes, straight to hell. And I sit here with horror watching it unfold. It is a scientific despotism, a scientific evil. It is predatory government enshrined in a systematic, corporately planned operation of six global megabanks on record, destroying the world economy and consolidating it into their hands, manipulating every market up one side and down the other, and creating more chaos, more death, more destruction, until it folds into highly compact, technocratic governmental and corporate command bases that are above the law with diplomatic immunity, and the rest of us living in absolute Brazilian-style squalor to then have controlled bioweapons released against us to reduce our numbers down to zero outside of the command bases. And, of course, within the phasing in of this over the next 20 years, the robots will be brought in and all the meathead thugs that serve the system, who the New World Order hates more than anyone. You are all slated for special fates. So remember, anyone serving this is the most pathetic, sickening chump you can imagine and deserves our pity. Now, do we still have that last caller I was talking to? Yeah, he was calling in. I don't even know if the caller was telling the truth or not, because I already know that. The way they clear a building in Baghdad or in Fallujah or in the outskirts of Kabul, this is the big military secret and why so many of them commit suicide, or one of the factors, is that they're ordered, just to see if they'll do it, to go into villages and whole neighborhoods and kill everyone. Now, if a member of the unit gets really broke up over the fact that before they kill the little girls, they rape them, and it gets out in the press, then they'll send the sergeant to prison. But only when it leaks. And in the future, there'll be no leaking if they have their way. So the troops are there. I mean, that's, you see all these suicide notes. They go, we raped, we killed, we tortured. And you're like, well, it must have been about Al-Qaeda. No, Al-Qaeda are the darling preciouses. They're all perfumed and lavished and paid in gold. They're the Saudi Arabian darlings. No. These are innocent families. And the guys that like it are brought back, psychologically profiled, and they're going to be pulling you and your family over. And to them, you're a dirty, ugly animal, and they don't even like having to pull you over and write the tickets and make the money for the system. They disdain you as an enemy. That is the new type. And so he was talking about how the new army training for domestic operations is to go door to door, kick the door in, basically throw a hand grenade in, and then go in and kill everybody. And that is the training. And these guys get off on this. Either they go, freak out and go commit suicide, which they shouldn't do. They should go blow the whistle. But no, they can't not follow the order. There's the obsession with following the order. So instead of going, no, this is a crime, I'm going to speak out against it, I'm going to challenge it. No, they go and they blow their head off. And then all the sickos in the unit sit there and laugh. Look at that. He was weak. See, because in an evil world, it's the more vicious you are, the more hardcore you are. You're admired. When Brzezinski gets up at the CFR or a Club of Rome meeting, it's been reported they just get tears in their eyes and admire him. Because this is a man who funded, with Pol Pot and other operations, millions and millions of dead, including children. And that's seen as a demonic power. That's a great victory against humanity. And that's why they admire Kissinger for what he's done. And that's why whenever John P. Holdren gives testimony, the entire C-SPAN database is searchable. You can go watch these. When he's before Senator Rockefeller's committee on Health and Human Services and others, they spend 10 minutes with tears in their eyes going, sir, your plan is incredible what you've done. And they gulp and they smack and they don't say what they're talking about. His plan from 1973 was adopted with the bisphenol A and all of it. And it's been wildly successful. This guy is a rock star to them. His plan got accepted. It's been devastatingly victorious. This is a general of dark satanic power to be worshipped.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Bonuses were given to Bank of America employees for home foreclosures. The more houses they took, is any surprise they take houses they never had a deed for that were paid for a decade before? And the courts ruled Doesn't matter. You're a mega bank. You can keep a house you never had claim to. And if you don't like it, SWAT team's standing by. It's ruled by the government gun. Adam Kokesh, raided by stormtrooper cops. Polls show massive swing in public view of terror. Liberty trade-off. Majority of Americans see Snowden as a hero despite relentless government and media attacks. It should just be government-run media attacks. Feds expose subway riders to chemical gas, admit ignorance to health effects. They always say that. They've done lethal tests in the New York subway in 68. Deaths resulted. Details remain classified. But when government kills you, it's a gift. Nobody gets in trouble. It's a gift. They love you. Obama-backed rebels starve Syrians, kill protesters. Russia says Syrian mercenaries behind chemical attacks. Oh, of course, the Al-Qaeda people filmed themselves doing it a year ago, testing it on dogs there. Obama orders government workers to spy on one another. And this broke a few days ago, but it's now gotten big attention. We're going to put out some articles showing the angle of they're telling the citizens to spy on each other, and it's asinine, because that's the bigger story here. Let's go to Kurt in Michigan. Kurt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Just the way this country is going today, it's terrible. I was listening to you earlier talking about Charlie Rangel, and it infuriated me. I had to call him up and basically tell him what they're doing is criminal. You don't abide by the Constitution of the United States anymore. And as for most of the politicians in Washington, D.C., they should be brought up on criminal charges and arrested and imprisoned for the rest of their lives. And I said, and the thing is, I was talking to a staff member. I said, the thing is between me and you. I said, we both know that the CIA brings in the drugs. I said, you know, I'm not gonna play around here anymore. And you know, I've called. That's just one of the representatives, many of that I've called. You know, like I heard you talking yesterday about the, Hail Satan. You know, Nancy Pelosi. You know, she's supposedly a professed Catholic. Well, I called her and told her, well, these are your people. I guess you must be a Satanist.
Well, they are Satanists, whether they're practicing Satanists or not. They follow the tenets that Satan would be proud of. But, yeah, Rangel's trying to stir up stuff on the Trayvon Martin deal. You've got all these. But here's the problem. The bureaucracy is now the economy. They're succeeding in making the economy the corruption to where it's hard to dig them out. Because they want to win against good. I mean, that's why they're so evil, is that it's conscious. And I appreciate your call, Kurt. Great points. Mitch in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, great to talk to you today.
Good to talk to you, sir.
Today I just want to say a happy 7/10 to all my oil dabbers out there. And then I wanted to talk to you about Kokesh. Since I called, I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah, we're not screening calls on air, bro. This isn't. Well, you're on air right now.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you're on air right now.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about Kokesh and then something that you talked about in our earlier talk show.
Okay, but all right, let me put you on hold, and then we'll once we go on air, I'll put you on air. How's that sound?
Oh, we're not on air?
Yeah, listen, brother, I don't get the calls. Everybody calls in and then does like a call screen thing with me on air. You're on air.
Yeah. Today when Kokesh got raided, I just was thinking, are they going to do anything after this? Because it kind of seems like they're not stopping, and everything they do them, it's just like one on top of another. I don't ever see any rest for this guy.
Well, I mean, Kokesh... Some people say, oh, he must be a provocateur operative. I don't think that's the case. I think that he is wound up, wants to be part of history, doesn't like the New World Order. They call it mentally ill. I mean, I call it wanting to be free, but they talk about opposition to authoritarianism is mental illness, according to the federal government. Worshipping tyranny is good, so they should love Stalin. He's committing himself to make cases out of their unconstitutional activity to draw attention to what's happening. He's not submitting. And so people can say whatever they want about him, and they call it oppositional defiant disorder. So he's basically not just going to go along with everything they're saying and everything they're doing. And I wasn't trying to be sarcastic with you, brother. It's just I think we're going to just institute call screening. Because I think people want us to screen their calls. I appreciate your call. Just like half the calls get on, and they say, I'd like to talk about this, and I'd like to talk about that, and I'd like to discuss, and I'm like, man, you're on air. Or they'll call in and say, I want to talk about this, just because they think we're already screening their calls, and then they go to something else once they get on air. It's just, man, whoa,
we're
whoa.
On the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Fan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around at the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drunk. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. We are taking your phone calls right now and just watching America flounder around. And you know, like Europe came out a few weeks ago and said, how dare the U.S. spy on us with England? And then Snowden, of course, came out and said they're all completely involved in it, all sharing data. They use Europe to spy on American citizens. Well, that was in a best-selling book, Body of Secrets, with James Bamford in 2001. That was declassified. I mean, it came out 2 years ago that the Department of Defense people listened to Americans having phone sex. And that they, I mean, it's just insane. Who do you think wants a job doing that? A bunch of perverts. And then they use the NSA to go around. One time it was 40,000, I think it was 20-something thousand Department of Defense computers putting child porn on them. And then it came out that it had been put on the computers. Yeah, to go, everybody better do what you say and not complain about missing money and stuff. Or the child porn was on your computer. I mean, it's just, we have a total mafia government at the top. We're in deep trouble. And I'm up here risking my life to tell you all this. That's why I'm just cutting right to the chase with everybody. I don't even know what to say anymore. And I shouldn't let it get to me. And there it is. Pentagon reopens investigation into child porn purchases among its ranks. Over 250 military personnel, civilian employees and contractors had been linked to potential child porn purchases. That's some whitewash article. What they did was go through and like plan it on about thousands and thousands of people's computers. That's just ridiculous. It's probably the people that don't like the fact that the Pentagon's involved with the UN in the actual trafficking of kids. By the way, you never hear about investigations of that or snuff film investigations, which are in Europe, comes out. No, it's all who had the child porn. And by the way, a bunch of media people, some of which don't want their names on air, are getting this thing. Hey, I'm a Bilderberg leaker. Here's the documents that you're looking for. And they'll even send it to their private emails, and then it's child porn. We haven't run across any of that here yet in my operation, but I hope my staff is listening. You know, don't download stuff that you don't know what it is. Because the feds don't care. They're the ones sending it. And if they can't put a bomb under your car because they're too busy killing other people, they will send you child porn. Because that's why they were hired, because they like that kind of stuff. They got a big collection of it. They got into their line of work so they could get their hands on kids, not just pass around. Look at the CPS, highest rate of child raping. Why do you think, have you ever been to a family court and looked at the people bringing the kids in? I mean, if those aren't disgusting scumbag pedos, I don't know what is. And they run this country. And they're going to get into the Boy Scouts, and they're going to get into everything else, and they're teaching five-year-olds how to do stuff I didn't even ever heard of until I was 20. And you're going to sit there and send them to the government school to do it, to learn how to have an abortion, to take vaccines without your consent, and to learn how your little boys are going to learn how to put a dress on. And your little girls are going to learn how to like little girls. And you're going to sit there and you're going to take it. You're going to take your shots, you're going to drink your fluoride, and you're going to roll over and die. You got that, America? And America says, USA! 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 As they burn America down, as they burn freedom down, as they shut the jobs down, shut the power plants down, shut the whole country off, people just celebrate it. USA! 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 Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Florida. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good to be with you. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I sure do. You want to give me a USA, USA?
USA, USA.
John Corzine, billions of dollars disappear. He doesn't get in trouble, doesn't give a lot of it back. He doesn't get in trouble, but Adam Kokesh loads a shotgun in D.C., and they send armored vehicles, helicopters, and 100 armed troops, and then they kick him in the stomach when he's to teach him, you American filth, we have conquered you. We'll do whatever we want.
USA,
yeah.
USA.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Let me run a red light and let's see if I get SWAT team, you know?
You deserve
anyway,
it.
I know. I'm just a filthy extremist, constitutionalist, liberty-loving patriot.
You're a hard-working, good person that isn't a degenerate pedophile. How dare you?
I'm degenerate. I listen to the Constitution on audiobook. Man, I'm just a terrorist. I
bet you go to church. You know? I bet you work hard. Yeah. I bet you got a long line of hard-working, good family people that are God-fearing and decent. And that's why you're the enemy.
That's right. I'm the worst of the worst, by golly gee. Oh, what am we going to do?
You are. You are. It's like those cops in Tennessee when they know a camera was on them making fun of them. Oh, he says he's got a Constitution. He says he knows his rights. Sorry, go ahead.
I have two questions for you real quick. Number one, last night in Georgia, I ran across a TSA agent in uniform at a Walmart, and I had my camera on my phone, and I sort of did a non-promptu interview. How do I send that to you? Because this agent says she's totally comfortable with what she's doing. She doesn't care about the Fourth Amendment. She doesn't see anything wrong with it. And then when she found out I had the camera on her, she got all bent out of shape. And I'm like, oh, so you don't like it, do you? You know, what's the matter? You know, so how do I send this to you? Because I know phone video clips, well, when I try to put them on my computer, it doesn't, you know, download in the format.
So brother, go sign up for YouTube and upload that video straight to YouTube. That's how you send it to me. When you send it to me, you send it to the world. I don't even care about having something exclusive. I wallow in resistance. I absolutely hate the New World Order, Satan, and all of the works, and I just want to defeat these scum. So it was the same deal. So, like, I don't, all the cop movies now, the good guys violate the Constitution. I'm telling you, I saw, what's that new movie out? It's been out a while. It's called Numbers or something, where, like, there's this thing counting down numbers. No, there's a new movie out. I watched it with my wife when I went to sleep towards the end, but and then she was watching something else the next day, and it had the same theme, basically. Before there's like a computer program where they put out the numbers for the CIA hit teams to kill people, and then it gets hijacked. And I think it's got like John Cusack in it or something. But the whole point is the guy kills this like 11-year-old girl, the CIA boss, and it's good, and he's the good guy. Because she's just collateral damage. They go to kill some other CIA guy that just wanted out. And so they go kill him, and then the good guy kills his daughter, and at the end, he's the good guy. It's like our daughters are collateral damage. Well, let me tell you something, all you tough guys that work for the New World Order. You're collateral damage, too, you idiots. Your masters hate your guts. I'm sorry, caller. Go ahead.
One last thought. Okay, yeah, because I thought you had like a show tip line or something, but okay, I'll try to get on YouTube. Number two, in instances like this with Adam Kokesh, okay, now, I wonder, and I ask this question both on the forums and maybe through your site, I mean, what are we supposed to do? You know, we all say, okay, they're not going to get my guns, they're not going to get my guns, but when they overwhelm us like this, I mean, what exactly are we supposed to do? I mean, we can't call our congressmen, we can't write nobody, so when are we going to stand up? I mean, I know you're against, you know, like, I don't know if that's the word against, but I know you don't, you know, don't support a standing up armed thing, but When is enough? Is enough? I mean, what are we supposed
It's never enough. Turn all your guns in, drink the fluoride, take the shots, and kneel to the New World Order. Never resist them physically. Worship them only.
Okay, well, they're going to come for my guns. They're going to get the bullets. That's all I have to say.
No, I hear you. Listen. You fight them. You hear me on air? What is how I'm talking? And I'm talking about how they really are. I'm like channeling who these people really are. Okay, I'm showing people to hopefully wake them up because they already plan on a full-out war with us. They love it. Listen, a lot of their minions are willing to die for evil. They hate us is what you've got to understand. These are actually demon-possessed people a lot of them are dealing with. These are like, you know, talk about, you know, the globalists have drones. The devil has drones. And this is what we face. And the forces of hell are just beginning to be poured out on us. And as a nation and as a world, we can repent and get a reprieve like Nineveh. The problem is all the churches, basically the big ones, are New World Order run, teaching them praise God things are bad. It means the end of the world's about to happen. We're all going to be teleported out of here. I appreciate your call, sir. And I got all this. What happens is I read all this news. I get upset by it. Then I go crazy on air. But, I mean, it is illegal when they're spying on us. It is illegal, the stuff they're doing everywhere. But it's like, but it's the government. Who's going to enforce against them? And that's called tyranny. And then you find out they've been jacking the food and the water, and it just gets worse from there. And that's why I don't have any fear of them. I'm already living in a crazy land. And And it drives me crazy that it just gets worse and worse. Where are the good people to start saying no? Well, I'm hearing them. I'm hearing them all over talk radio, even though the hosts are trying to manage their audience. I'm going to skip this network break because I got behind here, and I shouldn't skip some of these breaks, but whatever. Here's our interview with Chuck D that the guys went down and got last week. We're premiering it here on the radio right now from Public Enemy. People say, oh, why do you care about that? They have a lot of fans. We wake their fans up. That's how we do this, having country music on, hip-hop icons on. We're reviewing movies. We reach people that are in the Matrix. That's what this is. But it's an interesting interview as well, and here it is.
All right. What's up, man?
Hey, Chuck. All right. How you doing? What's going on?
What's up, my friend? I'm going to see
you. You've been educating people for years on the power, fighting the power. What do you think is the biggest source of power in the world today?
The biggest source of power, and I think, you know, Griff could probably attest this, knowledge of self and knowledge of your surroundings. But if you have knowledge of self but you don't know your surroundings, you're kind of like at the beginning of the same old boat again. The enemy is always three steps ahead. We're trying to gravitate our people to at least be a step behind, because the enemy is treacherous. And it comes in all shapes, forms, alien spirits.
Right. And I think we just pulled out part through the medium of music, and we just chose hip-hop as the medium to fight that particular battle.
And we knew that. We knew that once we was able to do that in hip-hop, they would see this fertile ground to go back into it, to use it to flip the beat. But, you know, that wears off. That wears off, because you have to have the perseverance to keep going on. Not to say that you win the game, but you got to make sure the people don't lose.
Do you have a comment on some of the current big acts out there that kind of look like they've sold their soul, and they've even admitted it in certain interviews?
The big acts have never been attached to the people in the first place. That's why you don't see tours. If you did see a tour, you would never see them interact with their public anyway. It's something like it's almost like a ghost. So one thing I think I learned from Griff is that you always got to beware of ghosting. There's a lot of ghost images when people were believed in ghosts in the sky, the ground, some book. You gotta try to get to the physicality of something, even the enemy, and break them down to where they are as a being. They might not be a human being, but they are being, and their whole goal is to be inside you. That's one of the things we want to do.
Tell them about that recent going overseas, playing right across the way from the Rolling Stones.
Oh.
And then looking at the press the next day, and, you know.
Well, we played right in the shadow of the Rolling Stones, and many people, this was at Glastonbury, biggest festival in the world. And, you know, I mean, this country got all kinds of games. My crew had to go half the crew could go because we couldn't get out of the States. We played it. We made an impact. Everywhere else, of course, they acknowledged it back in the United States. Not that they didn't acknowledge, but they acknowledged everything else except for what we try to put down. I mean, simple things like, don't be a dumb motherfucker, smart-ass phone. Simple thing. Don't have your phone smarter than you. A simple thing. So if they're looking at that as being, what would you call cultural contraband, then it lets you know where we're at in a society. You know, I mean, the whole thing was, the New World Order was to blanket the world in a philosophy that makes everybody sheep.
How do you think Obama's going to fare in this?
Who?
Obama on his way out.
Obama was on the way out, on the way in. But it was something for those that had some kind of level of consciousness to use that time, if he's in there, to buy some time before a real enemy really comes down, or I should say a thorough enemy that don't give a f***, like basically sending people to gas chambers legally. You know, Obama was enough of a facade to be able to say, well, I got my senses. Let me get my cipher together, my surroundings together, not fall into the hype. When he's out of there, the next one that comes in, the question is, are we ready for the next person that comes in, whether he pretends to be an ally or whether he's a straight-out adversary like the Bush, when Bush was in, he was a straight-out adversary and told you.
Yeah, that was a Bush.
So, like, we have to look around at our people. That's one thing we try to do in the music. I mean, look, it's real simple. We want to use our music to unite the human spirit. We believe that culture brings us together as human beings and defies all governments. We feel all governments are wicked. So governments like to split people up, categorize human beings, divide so they can conquer them. There's people that don't even think that they can see the world because they need permission to see the planet Earth. A visitor to the planet Earth, right? Music allows you to be a visitor to the planet Earth way before the internet. That's why, you know, where we're at, just culturally, just being able to put the good seed in. So a lot of times when they say Republican means anti this, anti that, we're just anti-ignorant. We've always been about the good seed. So somebody has to clearly define themselves as the bearer of the bad seed and the bad fruit that go against public enemy. And there hasn't been anybody out there, musically or even in a country, that has a clear definition on why we're the bad seed and they're the good seed. You know, we are a bunch of musicians playing harmonica. People that have less acknowledgement getting some credit, like my man Professor Griff. And he instituted a lot of things in rap music and hip hop that were unprecedented and still not duplicated to this day. You know, and you know, it's good to see people that have worked all these years, whether it's production, like Head Shock with Gary G. Wiz, the S1Ws, everybody to be acknowledged in it. And keep it going on. You know, people want to be appreciated for their effort. Not that everybody was looking for it. We wasn't looking for it. We came, we felt appreciative, you move on. And like I said, if we could take that one, if it was a one trophy, and we could break it in 10,000 pieces, you best believe we'd be still handing them out.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show.
All right, folks. We are again here live today. Take some final calls here at the end of this hour's transmission. But if you go up to DrudgeReport.com today, you can see Upstream U.S. Taps undersea cables. Now, in a world where folks were informed, obviously Drudge is informed, but the readers of the general public may not be, it would be foreign banking cartel that has hijacked America taps undersea cables. Actually, everything's done in our name by these globalists. But that's out of the Washington Post. We had NSA whistleblower Wayne Madsen on 2 weeks ago to say this in specifics, that all this was going on. But again, we're not credible media, according to Google, so we're delisted from Google News. That's right. That's right. They can tell you what they're doing. They can tell you. I think I'm going to shoot a video on this, actually a special report, to go over some of the more egregious examples of it. But Communities Against Terrorism, just go to the FBI's own website, Federal Bureau of Investigation, go to the Mafia's, America's Most Powerful Mafia website, FBI.gov, and you can read hundreds of these, calling it public intelligence, where just everything is bad, and that's why, you know, it's for renting cars or getting a tattoo or people at just coffee shops paying with cash, you know, using cash to pay for rental fees, on and on and on. Everything's terrorism. Everything's bad. In rural areas, maybe missing a finger or have burns. Yeah, that's terrorism. What about robbing the country? What about working for offshore banks? What about torturing people? What about being engaged in all these different crimes? Again, this is the big news that everybody's like, wow, the government says spying on its own employees for all these wide reasons, and that's in all these reports. What about this? What about these reports? We're going to do some flashbacks after the show. I'm going to get some of our articles the last 5 years on these reposted up on Infowars.com. I'll guarantee you within an hour of this show being over, I'll have that up on Infowars.com and up on PrisonPlanet.com. I'm just so sick of how stupid the mainstream media is and how dumb and servile and moronic and pathetic they are. And all into themselves on power trips because they're in the media. Some kind of stupid social status. All these scum that are only care about what they look like or what kind of car they've got or how cool people think they are. While what really matters, basic human liberty, basic human dignity, is being thrown out the window. Don't forget, this transmission is listener supported. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com and find all the great books, films, T-shirts, the magazine. You can get the Pro Pure Water filters discounted 10% off with promo code WATER. They're the best out there. Look at the side-by-side comparisons. Promo code WATER. That's one big thing you can do is start filtering your water and just know they hate the fact you're doing it. That's why they criticize people that do. They want to sit there and just pump every poison known to man into that water supply and laugh at you with pleasure. But, again, you can filter it with the Pro Pure systems, great system. Discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can call and get the mailing address or ask any questions. And now everybody's favorite Beyond Tangy Tangerine has come out with 2.0 certified non-GMO pesticide-free whole food. Has hundreds of ingredients. Now, I don't know of anything that has hundreds of ingredients where they can have that. Now, the old one, pretty much most of it was organic and certified stuff, but they couldn't get it all done. Took them 2 years. They finally did it. And it has a score of 8,000 total ORAC score. For folks that don't know, that means this is like the hydrogen bomb of incredible health. Whole foods, trace minerals, antioxidants, probiotics, prebiotics, amino acids, essential cofactors, and more. It has an 8,000 score. The old Beyond Tangy Tangerine has a 5,745, which is still great, but they're both still available. You can still get the old one there at InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. We've got other stuff that's endorsed by former Dallas Cowboy Drew Pearson. CM Plus Ultimate for his joints and everything. This is the best complex out there when it comes to rebuilding the joints and things like that. And he also endorses the CM cream. So it's all up there on InfoWarsHealth.com. That's how we finance this operation as well. I go out and find the very best products when I do it. They've got a new product out. Some people don't like the liquid Beyond OsteoFX that Ted Anderson didn't have to have knee surgery, he believes, because of. He was having to go in and get it. Well, they now have it in powder form, and it's more concentrated and easier to take. That's now available at InfoWarsHealth.com. And look, some days I shouldn't even be up here on air. It's just I see the bars of the cage. I know who the globalists are. When I call them a collection of murdering terrorists and pedophiles and scum and killers, that's who they are. I mean, I'm like talking to the friends and family of Hastings, and they're all scared to come on, except for Sergeant, Staff Sergeant Biggs. And now the cops have been told, you know, not to release the police report. I mean, they blew that car up. That gets to me. That freaks me out. And I want to get people awakened. And I tend to throw temper tantrums here on air, folks. Because when I see the Democrats down there, I heard day after day they were chanting, Hail Satan. And I should have sent a crew down there. I'm like, yeah, they're not chanting Hail Satan in the gallery and around. And then there's all these videos day after day. They're probably down there right now chanting Hail Satan. But send reporters down there, anywhere Christians are at, and pro-lifers are these freaks saying, Hail Satan, they're just a bunch of scum. And why do good people turn everything over to evil? You know, it's the old joke of, like, you know, the best-looking girl in school goes out with the drug-dealing thug guy that's flunked four grades because, you know, they misjudge thuggism and gangsterism and corruption as manly when it's the opposite. And I guess at some primitive level, maybe somebody like that might protect you 10,000 years ago. I don't know. But, man, I'm just so sick of the men of this country. They're like, well, what do we do? Or then I see the professional class who are all just real self-centered. They're all into what they're doing. They're eating healthy food. They're exercising. They know about the New World Order, but they'll say, what are you going to do about it? Public scum. They'll never wake up. So we just give up to all the evil so it takes over? Let me tell all you yuppies and people that know what's going on but sit there on the bench, you're going to lose everything by not standing up against this. You think you're safe by not speaking out and being involved? You're wrong. You're mistaken.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.